This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, reflecting on Luke 24, verses 13 through 32, we found that too often what we read from the prophets or hear from God's servants, we process through the grid of our own priorities and hopes. Our distorted expectations rob us of the beauty and power of God's promises fulfilled, and all He has planned for us to experience and enjoy. But Jesus didn't leave these two from Emmaus in their disillusionment and despair. He pointed out to them, "Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter His glory?" Pausing for a moment, Jesus hoped some of what He taught His followers during His 3 years of ministry would begin to register in their minds and hearts. Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning Himself. Lights must have popped in their minds as He highlighted how His life fulfilled all that was predicted throughout the Old Testament. How I wish I had a copy of what Jesus said that day. Jesus was still a stranger, but they persuaded Him to stay with them in their home. Though Jesus was a guest, He gradually exposed Himself to them. While sitting at the table, He took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Suddenly their eyes were open, and they recognized Him. Then it says, He disappeared from their sight. Once they recognized Him, Jesus' physical presence was not necessary anymore. From then on, it would be a life of faith, trusting in His Word. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.